Hey everyone, it's Judy Cohen, and this is Wake Up Call 397. Today I want to take a break from shame and dread. Pardon me, shame and dread, which I've been talking about for several weeks. Although I'll come back to it because I'm just feeling like a little loving kindness today. So first I want to share a couple of stories, and then we'll do a metta practice together. The stories are about some people that we've met up in Idaho. I'm in Ketchum, Idaho, right now to talk with the Idaho Women's Bar Association tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to doing. And we made a road trip out of it, driving up from Tahoe City, actually. And everyone told us how conservative it is up here in Idaho. And being from Northern California, you know, we're pretty much surrounded by very progressive people. So I was wondering, you know, not so much how Ketchum would be, since that's Sun Valley and that's a lot of progressive folks flying in and out of here for outdoor activities and that sort of thing, but, you know, how it would be along the way. And so our first stop, first story. The host at the inn we stayed in Twin Cities, Idaho. We rolled in late, but at breakfast, she sat down with us since we were her only guests. And right away, she asked what we were doing. And I said that I was heading up to Ketchum to give a mindfulness talk to a bunch of lawyers. And so right away, we started talking politics and religion, even though, of course, we all laughed that we weren't supposed to talk about that. And it turns out that she thinks very differently than we do on a number of issues, including her gun collection of 20 and the loaded pistol she keeps in her night table. Just different. But even though we were really divergent in our thinking on pretty much all the issues that came up, except the Dodd decision, which was interesting, she was very kind. We were very kind. We enjoyed every minute of that breakfast with our new friend. And we left feeling a lot of love for, you know, this very independent kind of pioneer style woman. And then the second story, we went to a place called the I.B. Perrine Bridge. And apparently it's the only bridge in the U.S. where base jumpers can legally jump from a span. So if you know what base jumpers are, the B stands for building, the A stands for antenna, the S stands for span or bridge, and the E stands for earth or cliffs. And so a base jumper is someone who jumps off of all four of those things. And we did watch three jumps. We talked to a jumper, a woman who had done 50 base jumps off of all different kinds of things, bridges, antenna, or rather buildings, antennas, spans, and earth, and 500 skydiving jumps this woman had done. So anyway, and so we watched three jumps, which were amazing and terrifying. And the folks standing next to us who were watching, they introduced themselves and their accents sounded almost Southern, but they were from a small farming town about 60 miles east of Twin Falls, where they had lived their whole lives, and they were our age, I think. And he had been Air Force, and he was retired because he couldn't pass the physical anymore, so he had taken up droning. And he had a drone with him, and he showed us his drone, and he showed us some videos that he had made of his drone recently that had the drone flying over their town and keeping the American flag that's on top of the granary, the grain silo, center of the drone. He was very proud of that. And he talked about how patriotic he was. And he played the music, that whole video, which had music, and the music was like hard driving country patriotic music. So, you know, people who are really different from us. But Carl and he, my husband, got into this really interesting conversation about drones, and he took Carl's phone number, and last night he sent us a video that he'd made of the Perrine Bridge, the I.B. Perrine Bridge, and it did not have patriotic music. It had just very neutral music, So they kind of got us and we kind of got them. And at the end of the video, it was a picture of the two of us waving because we, I guess we had waved goodbye. And I guess he had taken that shot and edited it in. And so, yeah, we're left with the sense of having made friends with these folks in this small farming town outside of Twin Falls, Idaho, who I'm just going to guess are really different from us. And we feel a lot of love for them, too. And so all this is just to say that, you know, I'm about to go meet a bunch of women who are pretty, maybe some of them will be different from me. Maybe some of them will be very similar. We're going to do some mindfulness, loving kindness, compassion practice. And yeah, in a moment when the news is pretty intense, you know, this 3-judge panel in Texas drilling the FDA lawyers about the abortion pill and the South Carolina legislature taking its place among the other 44 states that have some kind of abortion ban and the 13 that have a total ban after a certain period of time. In South Carolina, it's now 6 weeks. So yeah, it's a good time for metta, right? It's a good time for loving kindness and to really keep practicing, keeping our hearts open. So I'm ending my talk early and let's have a little bit more time for practice. So with metta practice, everybody probably knows by now here on the call that it's a practice where you can relax in your chair, or you could lie down. It's a practice that wants to be just very a posture of repose, if you will. So take that posture and just begin by focusing on the breath and just getting grounded. And then take a moment to call to mind some being. Could be a human being, could be a canine or feline being. Could be a spiritual being. Could be the earth herself. And just in an exchange with that being right now, having the experience of really loving that being and feeling their love coming back to you in the imagination of this. I often think about my Labradoodle, how much I love her, how easy she is to love, how much she loves me. At least I think so. She wags her tail a lot when we're together. And feeling that love in the heart just begin to expand in the heart. Or if you feel it in the belly, let it expand in the belly and throughout the torso and up into the neck and the head and out the limbs and out the hands and toes until your whole body is just really full of this sensation of love. You know, not romantic love, nothing possessive about it, just this sense of, really, it's a sense of being connected to some other being in a loving way. And then just begin to think about yourself for a minute and think about how much love you have in your heart, how easy it is to love this being whom you called to mind and also so many other beings. Driving across Idaho, we saw a herd of elk, and it was easy to fall in love with them, their beauty, their majesty. And so just really appreciating this capacity that you have in your own heart for love. And wishing for it to be front and center for your own well-being. May I be happy. Just wishing that for yourself. May I be happy. Think of a moment when you were happy recently. Just could be the smallest of moments. A sip of tea, catching the sunset out of the corner of your eye. May I be happy. May I be physically and emotionally well. May I have well-being. Thinking of a moment when you have felt that sense of well-being. May I have well-being in my life. And may I be free. May I be free from suffering, from sorrow. May I be free from danger of all kinds. May I be free. And then calling to mind someone in your circle, your inner circle, maybe calling your whole inner circle to mind. Just imagining your people, your most beloved people, the people you see most days, working with them, family members you only get to see sometimes, but people you consider to be part of your inner circle. And just wishing them, may you be happy. Really wanting them all to be happy. You can call some of them to mind one by one. wishing happiness for you and for you and for you. And wishing well-being, good health, physical well-being, emotional well-being, mental well-being. May you have well-being. Again, calling some of these folks to mind, your circle, your circle. May you have well-being. And may you be free, free from suffering, free from sorrow, free from danger. And then calling to mind to be with this group, to be part of this group of beings whom you're wishing well for. Calling to mind some of the more difficult people. And yeah, seeing them, really seeing them different from you. They may think differently. They may act differently. They may not act with kindness. They may not have a metta practice. Yeah. And still wishing them well to the best of your ability. May you be happy. May you be happy. I want you to be happy. And if you are happy, I know in my heart that you will be someone who does not cause harm. Happy people don't cause harm. Truly happy people. And may you be well. May you have physical and emotional and mental well-being. And knowing that if you do, you won't cause harm. People with an abundance of well-being don't cause harm. And may you be free. May you be free from sorrow and suffering and free from danger. People who are free do not cause harm. And then just taking one last moment to imagine all of the beings on the earth and the earth herself, and just sending out all of this metta, this loving kindness, out to all beings and the earth. May all beings be happy and have well-being and be free. And then fluttering the eyes open. Thank you very much, everyone, for being on the wake-up call. Have a good Thursday. Be happy, be well, be safe. I'll see you next Thursday.